Welcome to another episode of Positivity. This episode is a little bit different. It's a solo episode where I'll just try to share some of my experiences that maybe you can relate and it can be exciting. Let me know in the comment section if you enjoyed these type of episodes. If you think we should do this episode, something like this once a week, it will really help me out to know where we are going. Reminder to please subscribe to the channel, leave a comment, that helps us out, like the episode. And please share it with a friend, whether you're listening on YouTube or on Spotify, Apple, or any of the other streaming platforms. Today's topic is about Pesach. It's a few days before Pesach. And I know for me, there was a lot coming up before Pesach. And that's something that happens in every other Yontav and every other religion as well, Lahavdol. You know, in the non-Jewish world, it's, you know, Christmas, there's a lot of things that come up, and people have anxiety, and people have stress, and people have to meet their families, or they're spending more family time, and they're getting to take a deeper look at their lives. And that's exactly what happens with us in Klal Yisrael, that we come to Yontav, and it kind of forces us to make a little bit of a setback. For some there's less work, for some there's more work, but it gets to make it, we start making a little bit of a calculation of what's happening, especially it comes Yontav, 2 days without no distractions. There's a lot of thinking going on, there's a lot of change going on, and it triggers a lot of different people in many ways. I can talk for myself. For me, it was a very heavy Yontav up until a few years ago, where I right away was ready and expecting the chaos and the stress and the discomfort of the Yontav, but also some anxiety and fear. And for some people, the anxiety is real, because there is, let's say if they're single and they don't have where to go, or if they're an older single, they're, you know, never married yet, they also, they're thinking if they should stay home, if they should go away. Some families have the entire family goes away, some people in the family want to go away, some don't. A lot of things happen where people can face now anxiety and new challenges. And I was going to say that there's two types of people. You know, the person that is just completely doesn't really care how they feel, and I got this kind of person, and the person that isn't tuned and he does feel, and it becomes for him very emotional, and he prepares for it and stuff like that. But really there aren't only two types of people. There are 8 billion types of people, and in our community there is a million types of people, and people listening to this is probably 10,000 people listening to this, and everybody has their unique story. So it's very difficult for me to relate to everybody, but I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to say the story of one person, of how I dealt with these challenges, what it meant for me, and how I was able to fix it, to be in a place where I'm very calm and excited and happy to go into Yontav with what I think it really resembles, and how I will deal with my feelings and emotions in the next few days. So my personal story was exactly as I described in the intro over here, that it was a lot of stress and anxiety coming up. I myself am single, so right away I can go to that kind of victim place where I say, wow, it's Yontav time, I wish I was with a wife and kids and have my own home and just do the things that I love doing, and just getting, that's basically being in my head and creating a certain scenario that if that was the scenario, everything would be better. But I came to learn very much that is completely not the case, and it's not true. So on a physical level, we might have a challenge. A single might have a challenge of where they're going for Yontav. But on a mental level, this shouldn't be a challenge. I noticed for myself that I have to know that where I am right now is exactly where I'm meant to be, and this is perfect. And not just because other people are married with kids and have their own home and they're not happy on Yontav, but also because I truly believe that this is what's best for me. There is an experience over here, there's something better, there's a better place where I can shift my personal energy to and have a very good time over Yontav. And that brings me back to gratitude, which is that if we are grateful, if I'm grateful for where I am in my life, then none of the outside things really matter. Um, So I had the opportunity this morning, I journal every day. I had the opportunity to journal, and I never thought I'll share things in my journal, but just to give you a little bit of a concept of how I reprogrammed for myself what Erev Pesach means, okay? So I wrote these two pages, and I wrote that I might have a part of me that hates this time of the year, Erev Pesach, but I'm also excited to see what will come up in those days. What thoughts, feelings, and emotions, the pressure, the yelling, the mess, the stress, situations that kind of merge for myself as a child. But now that I'm an adult, there's a new sheriff in town and a new story about this yontav. It's the yontav of freedom and not stress. It's a yontav where I celebrate the success of the winter and the excitement for the summer to come. And this was another thing that I discussed already Rosh Hashanah time with my personal therapist. And, you know, I came to notice that all this pressure that we have around yontav is really, it's not our own pressure. It's just a buildup of pressure that we have growing up for every individual parent, what they felt or what they taught their children. And for some it was the right way, for some it wasn't. For some kids it was the right way, for some kids it wasn't. They needed a lighter, more open perspective. So while now as an adult, of course, for most people they kind of get it or they have their own style figured out, but subconsciously there's still something happens in their body. They still hate this word or this time or the energy that they're feeling, and they don't even know where it comes from. And this is why you should feel all these feelings, because now you have the chance to reprogram it for yourself, for your family, for your spouse, for your future, for your own future to come. Allow all these feelings to come up so that you can rewrite the story. If the story for you, Erev Pesach, was that from after Purim you couldn't take food into the dining room, into the bedroom, and there was pressure, and you had to clean, and your entire room was turned over, and you had to eat your meal in the hallway, and you were yelled at, and you couldn't eat anything, or it was limited, and it was completely pressurized, and everybody was yelling and screaming, whatever. If that was the story, sorry that was your story, but it's time to write a new story. You're the own author of your life. You write your story. So rewrite the story for what it means for you, in the perspective of what can you honor? Is it the family time? Is it the freedom? Is it the yontav? Do you enjoy getting a new bekicha, a new clothing, a haircut? And for me personally, I decided to make it a time where I just reflect. It's the end of the winter, beginning of summer. Yeah, that's always going to stay the same. And so for me, it's about celebrating the winter and about getting prepared for a summer that I believe is going to be just extraordinary and beautiful. So reprogram the story. And anytime a feeling within you comes up, an uncomfortable feeling or thought or emotion, allow that in, allow it, feel that so that you can reprogram it and heal to get to something that you do really enjoy. Okay? Now, so I wrote, I get to rewrite my story and celebrate this. I get to celebrate this, what the Siyantav is about, which is freedom. And I can't remember, I don't think freedom is discussed enough growing up, and that's okay. I don't think most Malamdim get the concept of freedom. So why should they talk about it? And again, love to all or not. But, you know, freedom, what does freedom mean? I can say what it means for me. Freedom means free from my subconscious mind, my bad subconscious mind, free from the opinions of people, free to be able to do whatever I want, whenever I want it. Of course, within the boundaries, but not to belong, not to stand in my way of my own freedom, and definitely not to have somebody else stand in the way of my freedom, of my choices, of my bechira, of what I want to do. So if you think about what this yontav resembles, it's just beyond beautiful. No, it doesn't resemble the screaming and yelling. the common joke that, you know, we have all the makas and the tzuras and the pressure, so that when Yom Tov come, we feel like it's a real geila. We get to sit and enjoy a little bit, you know, but that's not true. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that we go through a gulas every year for a month before Yom Tov. So, while a two-day Yom Tov with no distractions can bring up thoughts, feelings, and emotions, I'm actually excited to see what will come up regarding being single. You know, like I said, while there's a physical challenge for some with placement, where they're being, the mental challenge can be avoided and should be avoided, in my opinion. So I won't allow myself to be a victim to my own mind. And I will feel grateful and happy and excited with accepting of where I am and that this is what Hashem wants for me. So I detach from everyone's story and attach to my own. And this is what I just described, but this is also what I wrote in my own personal journal. So I'm going to again break it down in three main parts that you can take out right now so that you enjoy this Yom Tov, okay? Number one, this I wrote for myself, so you can apply it for yourself if you want. I will stay grateful for what I have and not resentful for what I don't have. So yes, while this time of reflection is upon us and everybody's, you know, you're thinking back, what did I have this winter? What am I going to get this summer? I'm feeling grateful. I'm grateful for my journey, for my health, for my family, for my business, my career, this podcast, the listeners, the friends that I have. I'm grateful. And I'm not going to allow my mind to go to places where it's going to say, yeah, but you could have maybe had this and you could have maybe had that. Because I came up with this beautiful quote this morning, which is, if I can't appreciate the things that I have right now in the moment, I will never be able to appreciate the things that I wish for right now. Okay? Think about that for a minute. If I can't appreciate the things that I have right now, I will never be able to appreciate the things that I wish for right now. That's very scary. Imagine that I tell you that no matter what you're going to get in your life, you won't be able to appreciate it. Well, that's where some of us are right now. You have so many things in your life, but our mind is constantly looking for more things. So we're not appreciating what we have right now. We're just thinking, oh, it's Yom Tov coming up, I'm single, it sucks. Well, it does suck, but is there anything that you could be grateful for? How about something that you wanted a few months ago and now you have it? So I'm literally just talking to myself. So to all those people that say, yeah, he doesn't get me, but I have this challenge and I have that challenge. I know there are many out there like that. But I can talk for myself. I am grateful for the things that I have. I'm not going to allow this Yom Tov when the Yetzer Hara is trying to come in and tell me that, think about this and think about that and do an assessment on your life. And look, it sucks. Look, you're sitting here by the table and everybody is happy. You could also be happy. No, I am happy. I am going to be happy. Because I'm grateful for the things that I have. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for so many beautiful things that I have. And I know that with this gratefulness energy, that's the only way that I can continue to grow and enjoy my life, no matter what I get or don't get. But I want to stay in this gratefulness energy. So this time of the year, when it is a little bit challenging, I believe, is the perfect time to work on it. So I'm excited, okay? The second thing I wrote is, I will find joy in my space and my freedom, and I'll find my peace, my purpose. I'll enjoy my own books and insights. So, which means that, a little bit like I said before, just changing your beliefs, creating that space for yourself. What is something that you can enjoy this Yom Tov? You know, it is, you're going into a two-day Yom Tov, right? 48 hours. For most people don't use their phones and stuff like that, right? So what do you do with all those hours? Are you just going to think and sit and think, oh, I'm such a Nebuchadnezzar, I'm such a Rachmunas, I could have been there, could have been there. No, create something that you can do. Decide something that you will work on. Buy yourself a book. Make a challenge to read that. Say Tehillim for all I care, whatever. Do something that actually makes you feel fulfilled and purpose. Find something that you can celebrate, that you can hold on, this Yom Tov. It could be the smallest thing. but you create the meaning for it. If not, then you're living with a meaning and that somebody else created for you, or an old meaning that you don't really enjoy, unless you do enjoy it. Okay, so create yourself meaning. And the third thing that I wrote is, I can't read what I wrote, but I will find joy in my, oh, this I said already. That's basically what I wrote. So again, to sum it up, detach from the old stories, stay grateful, and create your own story, create your own idea and purpose. Lastly, I want to say that I clearly understand not everybody is on the level where they completely have everything figured out, and they journal, and they made their list, and they have a person to speak to, and all of that. And for some, straight up, it's just difficult. It's a difficult yontov. It's a long yontov. It's 8 days, and there is no distractions, and people have kids, single mothers, single fathers, bukharam, all the bukharam, even married people. Some people are married with a wife and kids, and they still don't enjoy it. During the year, it's very good to get distracted. They work all day, and they just come home for Shabbos, and it's one day, and they just, but it comes yontov, and they get triggered from all sides. Their deepest insecurities come up, their deepest anxieties, deepest fears. It sucks. It really, really can suck for a lot of people, okay? Because not everybody's on the level where they take a step back and they look at it and they feel clear right now and they feel the energy and excited. No, for some people, it is really challenging. And to those people, I want to say, I'm sending you my love, and know that you're not the only one that's hurting or going through a challenge. Know that you're not the only one that has a difficulty with their own feelings and thoughts and emotions. And I can't say for you that it's okay, but I can say for myself, Ellie, it's okay when you feel these thoughts, feelings, and emotions. I'm actually, to share with all of you, I actually do feel like I'm in a great space the last month or two. And before that, I was in a very dark place. So that's why I could relate to how some people can feel in a situation like this. So therefore, I'm sending you my love, and I hope that you really get to enjoy this yontov, like I said, for what it is, for the freedom that it is, for your own freedoms, freedom from your own self. And as my good friend Mechul told me last year, Pesach resembles the fact that everybody can go out of their Mitzrayim, everybody can go out of their whatever is holding them back, whatever is keeping them locked up, whatever feeling they have that they need to get their freedom. And for some it is a spouse, for some it's money, and for some it's health, for some it's clarity. Everybody has their own things. So I wish you that you should be able to get those things easily, happy and healthy, with clarity, with love and enjoy, with peace. You should have all the blessings upon you. And akushana freilichem Pesach. Thank you again so much for listening. I appreciate you. Yitiyantav.